TV critic David Bianculli has some suggestions for last-minute holiday gifts, DVD box sets of classic and recent TV series. He says all of the recommendations are exciting and excellent options, but he warns that some of them are quite expensive.
If you're still scrambling for last-minute holiday gifts, I might be able to come to the rescue. But only, in some cases, if you're willing to lift a hefty box and pay an equally hefty price. The new trend this season in box sets of television series on DVD is something that ought to be called the mega set. These aren't just single-season collections of TV shows. These are compilations of the whole enchilada, every episode from start to finish. In rare cases, these shows are offered on DVD for the first time. Most of the time, though, they're just repackaged versions of things already available. This means the repackaging, both the box it comes in and the extra material provided as a bonus, makes all the difference to someone already in possession of the original releases. Either way, if you're planning to give one of these mega sets to someone who's just getting into the DVD game, or who would appreciate the upgrade, there are some great packages out there this year for TV lovers. The biggest ticket items among the TV mega boxes, coming in at a paycheck-devouring $300 each, are two NBC series: The West Wing, the complete series from Warner Brothers, and Homicide: Life on the Street, the complete series from A&E Home Video. The first two seasons of Aaron Sorkin's The West Wing, especially, are as good as TV gets, and this beautifully packaged set includes a bound script and newly written introduction by Sorkin, and lots of audio commentaries and featurettes with all involved. The Homicide set, coolly packaged as a scale model filing cabinet, includes something the individual season releases did not: the Law and Order crossover episodes. It also contains the concluding Homicide telemovie, and again, the acting, writing, and directing here are phenomenal. Almost as expensive, at $280 from HBO Home Video, is 6 Feet Under, the complete series, which comes packaged as a graveyard plot. The only real extras included here are the two soundtrack albums available elsewhere on CD, so this is a gift mostly for fans who love the show but don't own the individual season releases. Dropping to the still-imposing $200 range, we have the comedy collections. Fox Home Entertainment's MASH, the Martinis and Medicine collection, is a treasure wrapped handsomely in army green burlap. All 11 seasons of the groundbreaking CBS sitcom are here. So is the original Robert Altman movie, and so many documentaries and extras that there's no way to fail to grasp just what made this show so different, so good, and so popular. Its final episode still remains, and always will remain, the most-watched single episode in TV history. The final megaset I'm recommending is the easiest one of all. Not only is it one of the least expensive, at a mere $200, but none of its episodes has ever been released on DVD, so this is a gift that can be given without fear of duplication. It's the new Time Life collection called Get Smart, the Complete Series, and it's an utter delight. This mid-60s spy spoof was co-created by Mel Brooks and Buck Henry, both of whom provide new audio commentaries. Don Adams starred as Maxwell Smart, Secret Agent 86, and Barbara Feldon was his sultry partner, Agent 99. Every Mel Brooks fan will want this set, and every Austin Powers fan may be shocked by how many of Mike Myers' concepts Get Smart got to first. The set is packaged in a phone booth. Fans of the series will know why. And contains almost as many catchphrases as laughs.
Okay, Carioca, stay right where you are. Or should I say the blaster?
Max! Oh.
Okay, drop it.
Sorry about that, 99.
Now, whoever you are, remove your hat. So, you're still alive, Maxwell Smart. How interesting. Untemporary.
You might as well hand over that gun blaster, because this yacht happens to be surrounded by the 7th Fleet.
I find that hard to believe.
Would you believe the 6th Fleet?
I don't think so.
How about a school of angry flounder?
Get Smart was filmed single camera, and despite its laugh track, falls right in line with such modern or postmodern TV comedies as Arrested Development and Scrubs. Old-timers like myself who saw the originals on NBC will love Get Smart. But so, I suspect, will college-age kids who missed it by that much. Finally, for those on a tighter budget, but still TV and DVD inclined, I'll point out two brand new first season packages that are my favorite releases of the year. From Fox, finally, comes Saint Elsewhere, Season 1, presenting the opening year of perhaps my favorite TV drama of all time. And from Universal Studio Home Entertainment is a real blast from the past, the complete, unedited first season of Saturday Night Live, packaged with original screen tests, a fancy booklet, and more catchphrases than, well, than Get Smart. If the person you're buying gifts for wouldn't like any of these options, my guess is they don't own a TV anyway.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Monique Nazareth, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Ian Chillog, Patty Leswing, Sam Brigger, Jonathan Menhivar, and Joan Tui Westman. I'm Terry Gross.